Today we heard the Lord tell us a story. It's a story called a parable. Now the Lord told many parables, some of them about people, some of them about animals such as sheep, and some about different plants, about sowing and harvesting, about trees, or as we heard today about a vineyard where you grow grapes that you turn into wine. Now, the Lord didn't tell us this story or all the other parables just because he thought we might enjoy them. He told us these stories because he wanted us to remember them, to think about and wonder what they meant, and to learn from them. And so we also heard today about a man who went to the marketplace to hire workers. Now, a marketplace was usually in the middle of the town. And this was a place where the farmers brought their vegetables and fruits and the grain from the fields and also the animals to sell them. And then a lot of people came there to buy these things from the farmers. So the marketplace was a very busy place with people coming and going and buying and selling. So this would also be a good place for people who needed a job to go to wait there for somebody to come to hire them. And this is what happened when this householder, the owner of the vineyard, came to the marketplace. He wanted to hire workers. And he came very early in the morning at daybreak. Now we don't know what he needed these workers to do, but it's very possible that may have been the time to harvest the grapes. And then of course this owner of the vineyard would need a lot of people to pick the grapes and then to crush them and then to make them ready to turn them into wine. And so the householder hired some people and took them to his vineyard, and he agreed with them. He promised them they would each be paid a denarius for the day. A denarius is a small silver coin. But then, a little later, about 3 hours later, the householder, the owner of the vineyard, is back at the marketplace to hire more workers. It's possible that the harvest just was so great that he realized that the workers he had hired would not be able to do it all. And so the householder went back and hired more workers, and he came back a second time and hired more workers, and a third time. And even at the very end of the day, what was called the 11th hour, he hired workers to go to the vineyard and help bringing in the grapes. And then at the end of the day, when everything was done, then the householder paid these workers. And then we are told that he first paid the ones who had just been there for an hour, and he paid them a denarius, and all the rest to the ones who had not been there as long got paid the same thing. And then finally, when the ones who had worked there all day saw that, and they only got paid a denarius too, they became upset. They thought it was unfair. After all, they had been working all day, and some of the others had only been working for 1 hour. And some of us might think the same thing, that this really was unfair. But when we really think about it, it is not really as unfair as it seems. After all, the ones who had worked all day got exactly what the owner of the vineyard had promised them, that is, one denarius. And secondly, this money he was paying them was his own. It belonged to him, so he could do with it what he wanted. And if he decided that they should all get the same, that was simply something he should decide. And thirdly also, when we think about it, we may wonder, these people who were hired later, what had they been doing? Did they just throw up their arms and go home? Or did they go out to have fun? No, they had been sitting or standing in the marketplace all day. Some of them for hours and hours and hours. They had been waiting, and I'm sure if you asked them, then they would say that they would much rather have been working than just standing there waiting all day. So we may say that all these workers, both the ones who were called first and the ones who came later, although they worked different times, they all had the same willingness to work, and they all had the same need to have a job. And that is really what was rewarded. That is really what the householder rewarded them for, was their willingness to work and also their need. And that is what the Lord wants to teach us about here, as we also heard in the lesson from Heaven and Hell. Because this parable, this story, is not really about how you get paid for work in the vineyard, but rather it is a story about what you might call our eternal reward. That is the reward of entering into the Lord's heavenly kingdom. And that is something that most of us wonder about as we think about going to the other world. That is, what is going to happen to me? Have I really been good enough to enter into heaven? Or is the Lord going to send me away? And we often look at others, and when we look at them, it seems that they are so much more important. They have done so many more important things than we have. They are so much more capable. They are so much more useful. And then we may ask ourselves, what have I really done? And that is when we need to remember this story. That what is important to the Lord is not how great our deeds have been, but rather how great our willingness to follow him is. It is not how many good deeds we have done, but rather that we are always ready to do what is right. It is as we also taught in a work on Conduct Your Love, where it says that the intention which is of the will, that is primarily regarded by the Lord. Therefore, so far as man is in the intention and perseveres therein, so far he is initiated into the purity and holiness of this love. And what we need to think about and to realize is that heaven, entering into heaven, is not simply a just reward for a job well done. Heaven is not something that we earn by our efforts. Now, certainly, this does not mean that faith alone is the true doctrine, because our efforts are needed and indeed indispensable. But our efforts, whether they are great or small, whether they represent the work of the whole day or just 1 hour, these efforts of ours are simply tokens. They are signs that the Lord may enter and may heal us from within, as only he can do. And his reward is always the same. That is, eternal security and joy and peace, permitting us to dwell under the cover of the wings of his infinite love and wisdom. Amen.